You're in a good place now. You are listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I am your host, Ashley Burgess. Have you fallen into a trap? Do you sometimes feel a little lost? Sometimes unsure of what you're supposed to do? Maybe it's marriage, maybe it's a career, maybe it's family, maybe there's something more. Tonight, I'm going to talk about something that I think can be understood and probably comes very close to home for the majority of the people on this planet. There's something that a lot of us do, that many of us do, that most of us do, that brings us together in a certain fashion. And what that is that we happen to have a tendency, really, to look outside of ourselves to find our value and to find our general purpose. And I know a lot of people will sit there and say, oh yeah, well, women do that more than men. Well, that's not true. This is both sexes involved. Both men and women do this. The majority of the people on this planet do this. And I want to get the word out now because I want to save you a few years of your life. Because I care. Because I truly care about you. On both sides, whether you're a male or female, meaning, you know, whether you're the bride or the groom, if you're married, y'all have kids. It's interesting how we get ourselves, first off, into the marriage quotient, and then afterwards into the family. And it's interesting how these relationships begin. Because I found that, you know, relationships begin for very many reasons. You have some people that say it was love at first sight. Others say, you know, we were friends at first, and then we ended up becoming lovers. You have some that say, you know, it's a long story, but she needed help, and I was there to help, and I'm glad I could, and next thing you know, we got married. Others want to be the helper, and others are the helpees. And it's interesting how this all kind of comes together. Because I find that a lot of people are looking outside of themselves to find their true and utter purpose. So for a lot of women out there, and I'm not digging on you, I'm just pointing out the obvious right now. And it might not be the obvious because when we live in a life that we are so close to, that it's so magnified, you know, that we can't really take a step back and analyze it. And also, society is constantly reinforcing certain things. And so you're always wondering, am I doing the right thing? Am I the best woman? Am I the best mother? Am I the best wife? And that becomes a big question in the mind. And a lot of women find a man and they begin to date. They find a man and they begin to date. And the man becomes their purpose. The man becomes their value. So their value in life is interpreted by having this man. And once they get married, the value still is concentrated and centered on this man, which is fine and dandy. And then eventually, the woman gets pregnant, the wife gets pregnant, and the wife has the first child, and the value and the purpose that was centered in her husband now goes to her firstborn. And let's say that the couple has another child. And so all of a sudden the value and the purpose that she has usually leaves the husband and trickles down to the children. And that's why I think a lot of men out there are like, man, right when we started having kids, like she lost interest in me. Like we stopped having sex and we weren't that close anymore. And I know a lot of married couples that come into therapy and they talk about how they're taking their kid to some practice every single day of their life. Whether it's soccer practice or football practice or band practice or whatever. Practice to go to the practice of. And they get tired of it. And a lot of the men are tired of it because they feel like they have no more time with their wife. They feel like they got married to a woman they love. Then they had kids. Then there was like some dividing up. And then all of a sudden they're living with a roommate. They're living with a roommate. And they don't understand how it went from love and fun and sex and good times to now I got a roommate. Opposite sex. And we sleep in the same bed. Yeah, we do. That's about it. And it's interesting how our purpose transfers from the husband to the children, and then the children become the purpose. And I know that this isn't rocket science, but sometimes it's hard to see it when you're in it. So now the kids are growing up and you're taking them to practices and all this good stuff. And then eventually they're going to the SAT testing and they're filling out applications for colleges. And the summer before their senior year, you're visiting colleges around the United States. You're letting your kids know that you will not pay out-of-state tuition. I don't care if you're a genius, you're not going to NYU. And you sit there and you go, my God, one, I never knew that I'd have to take out a big loan to cover this. But two, I can't believe they're going to leave the nest. And you and the wife joke around about how it's going to be the greatest of all times. It's like having a second honeymoon. You don't have to report in anybody. You can have sex anywhere in the house. No problems. It's like going back to before you had kids. And it's a great idea. And it works for about 2% of y'all. About 2 to 5% of the couples in the United States have like this relaunch of basically like your second honeymoon. The rest of you have nothing like it. Because something very different happens. So the senior year comes around and you have that summer. And that summer is kind of a bittersweet summer before the fall of the freshman year of college. And some of you only have one child and some of you had several, but we really don't talk about the situation until the last child is leaving the nest. So picture it. The youngest child has graduated high school. It is August, right before the fall, and they are getting their stuff together for their dorm room for college. And you're taking them to Container Store and all that great stuff. And, you know, dad's not showing that much of emotion. Kind of a mixed bag of emotions. Doesn't want to really cry. Doesn't want to be happy. Doesn't really know what to do because it's not all about dad, right? It's about mom, too. Because some moms take it well and some don't. Some, this is the most difficult situation in the world. And the reason for it is that these kids mean the world to her. They mean the absolute world to her. And what happened is if you go back and you remember what happened years and years ago, like 18 years ago, even before that, okay, let's just say 20 years ago, the husband meant the world to her. And then after she had the kid took the place. And that's because she put her value as a person, basically into another person. And when that other person goes away, that becomes a problem. That becomes a problem because it's not like the kid's going to college. I mean, that's the reality of it. Kid packs up stuff. You drive kid to college, you let him off at the dorm, you unpack his stuff, you make his bed, you laugh and talk, you get in the car and you cry all the way home. just the way it is. And some of you laugh all the way home, and some of you stop at a bar and have some fun, but most of you cry all the way home, or you quietly cry. Even some of you men out there, little tear, one or two little tears you hold back. And you cry all the way back home. And so when we return, we're going to be talking about what happens when the kids leave the nest. And why this could be one of the most challenging times in a parent's life because of the value and the values that we've placed on this specific child. Check out AshleyBurgess.com, AshleyBERGES.com, and read my latest blogs and check out the radio posts that are up there, as well as check me out on Spreaker with an R, or iTunes. Go to iTunes Podcast, put in Live Your True Life Perspectives, and you'll find about 300 shows and change, and I think that you'll like some of them. Stay tuned. Live Your True Life Perspectives with me, your host, Ashley Burgess. We'll be back this time, and well, two shakes.
Turn it up and jump in the deep end on Perspectives. Now, here's Ashley.
Welcome back to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Tonight I'm talking about the trap that many of us fall into. Something that a lot of us live and relive throughout our lives. Some of us marry, remarry, remarry again. We're trying to figure out what's wrong. Others of us feel that we've lost the youth in our life, and some of us felt like we've been held back from doing what we're supposed to be doing. And I think it's interesting. A lot of times, when we feel as though we're questioning our life, we have a tendency of looking around at the people around us. We have a tendency of blaming other people because it's got to be somebody's fault, and it's damn sure not mine. And I look at a lot of my clients and you find these consistencies, these patterns that I think are really amazing because they're consistent patterns and they bridge the sex gap. So it's not just a female pattern. It's not just a male pattern. It's a earthling human being type pattern. And it's very interesting. And one of the patterns we have here is we fall for somebody and we kind of put our value and our purpose into that person. We don't just kind of do it, we just do it. And anybody that's ever fallen hard in love and head over heels knows that that monopolizes every single thought in your entire brain. If they don't call you and you're dating, all you think about is that. And basically, it's about the hunt and getting what you want. And once you land that person, you end up doing what? You get married. And some of us choose not to have children, but most of us do. The majority of human beings choose to have children one way or another. And we begin to have the children, we begin to get the pregnancy going, and you have the first child, and a lot of us don't realize, motherly-wise, that we put that purpose into the child, right? And so you have the children, and I was talking about this right before the break, that, the kids grow up. That's something they do. They grow up, and they move out. And the first part of moving out normally starts with college. And it's that bittersweet summer before freshman year of college that really hurts a lot of women, a lot of mothers. It kills them. They don't know if they're happy. They don't know if they're going to cry. They don't know how to feel because for the first time ever, their children are leaving the nest. And after the youngest child leaves and they're driving the kid up to college and they drop them off at the dorm, and maybe they stay up there for a couple of days. And some of you moms and some of you dads stay up there a little longer than you should probably. But you know what? You're going to miss those kids. And especially if you just have one, you're going to miss that kid. What are we going to do now? The house is going to be so quiet. And like I was saying earlier, you're driving home, little tear. Some of you men might have a little glisten, a little tear. Some of you women might be full on crying. And you get home, and it's quiet. And you wonder, you begin to question things. You begin to question things, and it's very interesting because when we put value and purpose into people and they leave one way or another, whether it's okay, like they leave because we all agree that they're going to go to college, or they leave because they walk out on you. It's harder when they walk out on you, or they ask you for a divorce or what have you, or they die. It's painful. But when they willfully do it and you agree with them, like going to college, it still hurts because we put so much value and purpose into that kid. And there's things that can come out of the situation. The first thing that can come out of the situation is that the wife and the husband bond more in their relationship. They begin to spend more time. And they appreciate each other in a way that's absolutely amazing. And they begin to have that second honeymoon. And they're just in love. And they start spending more and more time together. And that is the perfect scenario. And there's two reasons why that can actually come to pass. The first reason is that the purpose of the children, the purpose that we had with our kids, goes back into the husband, or vice versa. If the husband had found his value in the children, that value goes back into the wife, and they rekindle that. The second way that that can happen is that both the husband and the wife have purposes that are bigger than individuals. They aren't into other people, and their purpose is still derived within themselves, so they don't feel like they've lost anything one way or another. Do you see what I'm saying? And usually in those situations, the relationship has always been pretty good. There might be a little times where there might be a little disconnect because both people are very mindful and very thinking about various things. And so sometimes it can be maybe hard to always connect, but for the most part, there's a strong bond. And now the flip side has a tendency of happening more than not. After several weeks with no kids in the house, mom may begin to question her life, especially if she's not working. Even if she's working, it's still a possibility. But even more so, if she was the sole child provider. She took care of the kids during the day. She took care of the home during the day. That was her process. That's what she did. And so as the years went by with the kids and as the kids got older, her responsibilities diminished, right? And so it got a little harder and harder, especially when the kids began to drive on their own. But it wasn't until they moved out where there was a big void. A lot of it's time, but it feels like a big void that you don't know how to fill. And when that happens, the majority of women question themselves, question their life, begin to wonder if the best years of their life have passed them by. And some women may even turn a bit against their husband because they feel as though their husband held them back, didn't allow them to do what they wanted to do. They weren't able to find a career that they wanted because they had to stay home with the kids because nobody else was going to do it. And that resentment begins to build up because the purpose is gone. And I find that often in marriage situations, because it's easy to fall down into that path where we begin to believe that that's exactly what we're supposed to do. But not only that, that our purpose is derived from other people. And that's where the problem begins. Because instead of trying to figure out purpose and value earlier in life, we kind of derailed it. We kind of put it off and we put it on other people. And we said, you're my purpose. And then we put it on some other people. And we said, no, wait a second, you aren't. This kid's my purpose. And then it comes a time when you begin to realize that you really haven't found your purpose. And you've been thinking that your purpose is all these people the whole time. But I think eventually you either feel hollow about it or you realize that you've missed something. And I think it's interesting, too, when we look at marriages. Even, let's look at the husband right now. Let's look at the husband. I know. Y'all thought you were going to get off scot-free, and that's just not going to happen on Live Your True Life Perspectives. Okay, some of you out there married a woman because you thought that was your purpose. I'm going to marry her, and I'm going to give her the life that she deserves, and that's my purpose. Or I'm going to marry this lady. She's already got kids. The kids need somebody to take care of them. And I got to do this. And that's my purpose. Or she's in a bind. I'm going to take care of her. Or I have to have a family and have children from my offspring. I need to have my own offspring to carry my name. I got to have offspring to carry my name. I will make her my wife and impregnate her with my babies. Seriously, I know this sounds crazy, but it's true. Majority of men feel that way. I gotta have a family. I gotta have the name carried on. I gotta carry on the name. Gotta have my last name out there. God, I hope she has some. I hope we have some boys. God, I hope we have some boys. You always hear that scare, you know. There's always one person in the group. You always have one friend that had a bunch of kids, and they're all girls. And everybody talks about that one friend, like you don't want to keep trying because it's not going to work out. But the thing is this. Is that really your purpose, is to procreate on this planet, and that is your sole purpose? I'm going to probably say no on that. I'm going to probably even add to the fact that that could be part of your direction. That can add value into your life to have children. But I don't think that your children are your purpose. And I think that when we kind of misguide ourselves and place our purpose and our value within other human beings, we get disillusioned and we get upset. And we begin to forget that they are individual people with their own mind, their own heart, their own ability to do whatever the hell they want to do, especially kids. And they're probably going to do something stupid. Almost every single child out there does at least one thing that's really, 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 really dumb. Or bad. Or almost kills them. And as a parent that has put a lot of value, I mean, obviously you love your kid, and that's besides the point. But there's more to it. There's more to it. And I see it a lot and often when you're dealing with divorce. It's one thing to love somebody. It's one thing to care about them. It's one thing to marry them. And it's one thing to unconditionally love them. But it's another thing to find your purpose in that person and almost feel, well, no, not almost feel, you feel completely lambasted when the other person asks for the divorce. Stay tuned. We return to be talking more about divorce, more about finding purpose, and where you can begin to define more of your purpose right now. So stay tuned, because Live Your True Life Perspectives will be back this time. I'll be back this time in two shakes.
This is Jake Busey, and you're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Tonight I'm talking about when we feel lost, when we put our purpose and value into other people. And sometimes they might leave us, make us feeling bad. For example, let's say that you're a couple, you've been married for 20 years, and one of you asks for the divorce. You've been married for 20 years, together for a total of 24 years. And that is a big part of your life. That's at least half of your life. Think about that. Think about that. That's a lot of time. And you begin to go out in the world and try to find out who you are. And a lot of it, we feel like, you know, it's just the divorce thing. It's just going to take a toll. But you know what? I have more to say about that. I don't feel that it's just the divorce, because it's just the divorce. I think you would have seen it coming, but better yet, I think it would have been amicable. Like, you would have both agreed on it because it wasn't working. Or you would have both agreed to work on it. Or your expectations would be similar. But I presuppose the fact that a lot of our marriages are based on our purpose. So we feel that the marriage is our purpose. And we feel that if our marriage did not work and we could not keep a marriage, that we have failed at our purpose. Therefore, we are a failure. And because we're a failure, we can't do anything right. And I believe that there's a certain percentage of society that, if you really think about it, unfortunately, it's not conscious to most people. This is really happening under the current. It's happening inside of their body. They feel like a failure because they couldn't get their marriage to last. But was it because they couldn't get their marriage to last? Or was it because they put their purpose in that man or that woman that they married? Think about it. And I think that's what's been crushing society for so very long, is that people get married not out of just unconditional love. Not just because they love that person and they're like, you know what? If I'm going to spend a lifetime with somebody, it might as well be you. Instead, it's more like a lot of stuff. Like, it's a trumped up deal. You're like, okay, well, yeah, I'm in love with them and I got to be. And this is what I'm supposed to do, because this is what they say you're supposed to do. You're supposed to get married. You're supposed to have kids. And you know what? I love her. And she's my everything. And I don't want to eat anything in the rest of the world. And this is all I need. And this is what I'm going to have. And she's my purpose. And she's my end all be all. And she's the sun and the moon in the sky. And this is what I'm going to do. And 25 years later, you're like, what the hell am I doing? Because what happens is it's not that you, I don't think that it's because you lose complete love for that person. I think that you wake up and you realize, this person's not my purpose. But you don't realize it that way. You wake up and you say, this person isn't the love of my life. Wow. Huh. Did you hear what I just said? You wake up and you realize that this person is not your purpose. Not that they're not the love of your life, but the problem is that we've confused the love of our life with our purpose. We've confused it all together. It's completely confused, discombobulated, thrown around, put back in the box, and they didn't put it back right. You know how when you get something at the store and somebody's returned it and they didn't even put it back in the box right? Like, they didn't even wrap it right. Like, the box doesn't even fit anymore. You're like, oh, yeah, yeah, I'll take the other one underneath that one, right? I'm not going to get that one. That one's probably missing pieces and parts and everything else. And the same thing applies. Think about it. This is revolutionary thought that really is true. In a divorce situation, think about it. It's because we confuse our purpose. And when we realize to a degree, but it's unconscious, we don't consciously realize, oh, wait a second, Johnny's not my purpose. I have to go find my own unique purpose. And Johnny and I can still stay married and we can still have a relationship and I can work at it and better our relationship. But Johnny is not my purpose. I've been confusing Johnny with my purpose. Therefore, when I realize subconsciously that Johnny's not my purpose, I figure that Johnny's just not the love of my life anymore, and I'm not in love with him anymore, so I'm going to move on. Well, you know what? That's our own confusion. Wow. And I find that very interesting, because I see it happen all the time, and the problem is that people get married again. And sometimes it works. And sometimes it just needs time not to work. And sometimes it doesn't work immediately. But a lot of times that's because you're trying to find your other purpose. Well, it wasn't Johnny. So I think it's got to be Jim. And for you men out there, you know what I'm talking about. Damsel in distress. A woman that needs you. A woman that needs her man. And I'm going to be her man and I'm going to step up to the plate. And that's so true. And so we wrap all this stuff into what's just supposed to be like a relationship. We put like this bigger than life stuff in it. And we cause it to end up being kind of toxic. because it's not part of it. It's just not part of it. So it's kind of like wearing one of those little masks that you wear to sleep, you know, some of you have for the plane. Or if you work, you know, nights and you got to sleep during the day, it's like a little sleep mask. It's like wearing a sleep mask that's made out of Teflon for 20 years, and one day it slips off. And you go, oh my God, what am I doing? And I believe that this is when the midlife crisis begins to happen. There's got to be more. There's got to be more than this. There's got to be more than this. And I think that's where it all takes place. Because we think it's all got, there's got to be more than this. There's got to be more than this. There's got to be more than this, right? And that's the key. And that's where we have the midlife crisis, because we've conjured this whole thing up. We believe that this is the reality situation. We believe that this person's our purpose, but we don't realize that we're kind of trying to make something else happen out of a relationship where that's not supposed to be. For a good example, some of you do this all the time, right? You have one doctor. Some of you women know exactly what I'm talking about. You have, let's just say for a lot of you women out there, you have an OBGYN, right? An OBGYN is for one thing and one thing only. However, you will call your OBGYN for antibiotics because you have a sinus infection, because you don't have another doctor. So you lump that OBGYN as the only doctor you have, and you call him for everything. Nosebleed, headache, you know, not eating well, can't sleep. And eventually, after about a year, they just get tired of it. Go find a general practitioner, please. That is not what I specialize in doing. And the same goes for the marriage and the kids. The marriage and the kids are not asking to replace your purpose. They're not asking to be your purpose. Instead, they're saying, hey, we stand on our own. We are offspring, the children of the offspring of you. And the husband is like supposed to be, you know, your partner, your best friend. Not supposed to be your purpose. I mean, it's true, but a lot of us confuse it. And then that's what happens is you lead into divorce. You struggle with divorce. You lead into divorce. The family falls apart. It becomes a midlife crisis. And either there's a divorce or a midlife crisis, or there's affairs that take place. And then you either run from one person to another, or you just get totally offended by everything, or you try to figure it out, or you're just completely miserable. And the funny thing about it is, for the most part, it has nothing to do with the marriage. Now, I'm not talking about abusive and physically abusive and mentally abusive marriages here, guys, okay? If you're in a violent marriage right now and it's getting worse and worse, you need to seek help, okay? I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about basically the marriage where at one time y'all were in love and now you don't really feel it all that much, but you don't know where it went, and you had some kids, maybe you didn't, but you know, you don't hate each other and you get along with each other when you hang out, but it just doesn't feel like the love's there anymore. Well, I have to admit, I think the love is there. I just think that you're disheartened because you've kind of thrown the love into the purpose pile, into this is the reason for my life pile, instead of this is somebody that I can spend my life with. The reason for my life and the person I can spend my life with are two separate different things. And just like calling a doctor for a sinus medication that does nothing with ear, nose, and throat is the same thing, but you just lump it into the fact that that person's a doctor. And so I presuppose the fact that we confuse purpose with the love of our life. And I also believe that there's ways that we can really find if we're doing this in our own life. Because I think some of us are too close to it. It's too near and too dear for us to see what's truly going on. And because of that, we don't know if it's happening in our own life. And just like this, it could explode at any time. You could wake up one day and go, who's in my bed and what the hell am I doing? Well, have you dealt with anything? Have you figured out your purpose? Do you feel lost? Do you feel like you've fallen into a trap? Do you see all the news articles and magazines and all the social media where, you know, you got people that are like, well, I'm supposed to have a family and my family's my purpose, and I'm supposed to have babies and my babies are purpose. And then you got other people saying, no, my career is purpose and I'm not going to have family and I'm not going to have a man take care of me. You, all these different sides of the story. But have we really thought about the fact that you can have a career? You can have children if you want. You can be married. And also, guess what? Your purpose is separate. We all have a purpose, but how do we find that purpose? And how do we not get all lost in the shuffle, find all this discontent while we're still looking for something that we don't even know that we're looking for? And I find that that's the case, is that when we don't even know what we're looking for, it's going to be hard to find it. So when we return, I'm going to be talking about what purpose is, what purpose isn't, and how you can find it. Because, you know, it's interesting how purpose, everybody has a unique purpose. And for the most part, we stay on this earth to do that purpose, to make that a reality. And we don't leave until it's done, if we know it. And the more we know about our purpose, you know what? The happier we are as a human being because of why. Because we're doing what we're supposed to do. We're living a life that we agreed to live at a soul level. And we're not trying to change it up. We're not trying to say, oh, well, my purpose is this, not that. No. We totally understand what's going on. We totally understand the situation. And for that matter, we begin to realize the depth of each individual. So stay tuned when I return. I'll be talking more about that purpose and how you can find yours today, or how you can even begin to strengthen your purpose today. Stay tuned, because Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess. I'll be back this time in, well, you know, I'll be back this time in 2 shakes. You could
be my luck. Get in here. You're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Tonight I've been talking about purpose, about how we confuse purpose with the love of our life. How when we confuse purpose and we put our purpose on someone else, we begin to feel lost. Because eventually we realize that this is not true, but we don't actually cognitively realize that we put purpose on that person. Instead, we just feel like we've fallen out of love with them. How do you fall out of love with someone? So think about it. I want to talk now about how you can find your purpose and how you can strengthen your purpose, because this is going to really change your life. It's going to change everybody's life that's listening to it. I would advise, after hearing this show live, listening to it on the podcast version on Spreaker, Spreaker, or on iTunes podcast. On iTunes, just go to Live Your True Life Perspectives, Ashley Burgess, and you'll find me. So think about it. Let's talk about strengthening and finding purpose. First off, purpose is not in another person. Even if it's your kiddo, purpose is not in another person. It does not come in that form. Okay? Purpose is not in another person. You can't transform and push purpose out to someone else and say, that's their issue now. Now you're my purpose. No, it doesn't work like that. Everybody has an independent, unique purpose. Part of your direction in life could be to have a child. Part of your direction in life could be to get married, but that's not your soul's purpose. Second thing is that it's different for all. So just because you marry somebody doesn't mean that they have the same purpose as you. Just because you have children that are your original offspring doesn't mean that they have the same purpose as you. Doesn't mean they're even going to be the same type of personality as you. And I think some of you listening know exactly what I'm talking about. Your kids, you're like, who gave birth to these kids? One thing that purpose does do is that it inspires others to help find their own. When people see other people living up to their soul's purpose, they feel it and they know it to be true, because they can feel it and they can see it and they can touch it, because they see it. They see it radiating from that person, and it inspires all others around them. Also, purpose is always there. It's always there. And the interesting part of purpose is that it was built in when you showed up onto this earth. The first second that you came out of a womb, you had purpose. And you probably even had it before then, but we won't go into all that right now because that's going to take a long show. And I'd like to bring on a couple of scientists and a couple of thought-provoking people that that happen to have my same philosophy on that. We can talk about that on another show. However, yes, purpose is always there. Now, one thing about purpose is that you can choose to see it or you can choose not to see it. You can choose to assume that your purpose is a person, or you can actually dig deeper and begin to try to figure out what is your soul's purpose. I think it's interesting because, first off, if you haven't found your purpose yet, and you find yourself in this situation right now, you find yourself in the situation I'm discussing right now. You've been married. You love your wife. You love your husband. But you're just not feeling it that much. You're kind of feeling like you were hoodwinked. The kids are out. You're empty nesters. The kids are gone. Or they're about to be gone. Or they're already driving. They don't need you for anything anymore. You know this feeling. And a lot of you are like, who the hell am I now? And one of the biggest things is that, you know, for a lot of the women out there, you were mom. But now when you're not mom anymore, that's not your identity anymore. Have you lost your identity? I think so. But I don't think your identity was ever mom. I think that was a facet of you, a facet of your work, your talent, your direction, what you were doing, but it wasn't all you. And I presuppose the fact that a lot of women who get married early and have children never even thought about having a bigger purpose outside of themselves or within themselves that's large and radiates light and creates magical stuff. I don't think that that's part of it. And I think it's time for us to see that now. No matter how old you are, it's never too late to find your purpose because that's why we're here. That's the thing. That's what's so wild about it is like the one thing that we're here for is like such a big deal. And some of us never find it. Some of us never find it. We go our whole life looking for somebody else to make our life complete. And when we try out various people and they don't make our life complete, we get sad. We get angry. We get upset. We get kind of like, man, the world is just, you know, just crapping on me, man. Nothing's working out for me. I guess I'm just going to live a long, lonely life by myself. And that's because we're putting all this other stuff on marriage. Or we're putting all this other stuff on having a kid. So, for example, it's one thing to have a full-on purpose. I know my purpose is to XYZ. Is it to enlighten folks? Is it to educate children that don't have an education? Is it to help, you know, women and men who are underprivileged to read, to write? What is it? There's got to be something. So let's just think about that. So you take that consideration and then you get married and that's great. And you love your wife, you love your husband. I'm not saying there's not ups and downs. When you get married and you stay married for 25, 50 years, there's going to be some ups and downs. And some of y'all even know at 5 years, there's going to be some ups and downs. That's just the way life is. Put two people in a house, living together, full time. Yeah, there's going to be some ups and downs. But it doesn't mean that you love them less. You might have less sex, but it doesn't mean you love them less. So think about it. So the first thing to know, if you don't really know what your purpose is yet or not really sure about it, is that you have to believe. You've got to believe. You've got to believe that you have a purpose. And that's the total key here, is belief in yourself that it exists. That it exists within you. So that's the first thing, is we got to know it, we got to believe it, we got to feel it, that this purpose is within me, that I have this, that this is part of me, and I believe that this is true, and I know that this is within me, and I have it, and I know it, and I have it, and this is good, and I'm going to go from here to there, and I know, as I keep telling myself and believing in it and reminding myself, because I'm not really telling myself, right? I'm reminding myself that I do have a purpose. And you know, the first place I would go looking at is in my childhood. I'd go back to my childhood and find the things that I really loved to do when I was a kid. and see what that means. Because when we're kids, we're like closer to the source. We feel things better. We don't have a lot of constraints on us as much. Some of you all had very terrible childhood, but some of you had good childhood. And some of you had, you know, a very good childhood in the very beginning and maybe things changed. But go to the early ages. Go to like 4, 5, 6 in your mind and really think about what you... Maybe you have to go through some scrapbooks and stuff and really think about the things you love to do. And that has a direction within your purpose. For example, I used to write value... argumentation and descriptions within social ramifications for social, for just like, you know, anyway, it was kind of like Rousseauian, you know, Hobbes, Locke kind of philosophy in defining justice for some social ramifications for my mom when I was like 6 years old. I know it's crazy. It's crazy stuff. And I did it all the way through high school. But I love to write, and I love to write about human nature and what makes us tick and why we do what we do. But I always had this innate value that I was going to help the human race. And then I believe in that. And even though there were some years there that I didn't really know what the hell I was going to do. I didn't know. I was like, my God, where am I going? Where am I heading? Oh my God. And I was really too young to have a midlife crisis, but I think I had one anyway. But the one thing that got me through it all is I believed. And then that's when I began, and I decided, go back to your childhood, Ashley, because you know what? You knew a lot then before people told you what you can't do. Because people are really good about that, telling everybody what they can't do, right? That's the biggest thing. Oh, you can never do that. That'll never pay the bills. Oh, that's a waste of time. And that's the key. Go back to before then and figure out where you were with that situation. And begin to embrace the knowledge that you receive from that. And begin to accept knowledge and downloads that you mentally get, that you emotionally feel as you look at stuff from your childhood, as you digest the fact and realize that you do have an ultimate purpose, and as you realize that maybe most of us, the majority of people have been putting their purpose and their value into other people, which degrades their own purpose and value, but also destroys the relationships between those other people because they're asking for too much that one person can't deliver. And they won't ever be able to deliver because another person cannot be your purpose. It's not normal. It doesn't happen. And so when we stop looking for people to be our purpose and we stop putting our value in other people, we allow them to have their own value. And we love them for the value that they have, and we go on and find our own purpose, and we live happily ever after. So check out your childhood, embrace the knowledge you get, but more than anything, it's just the belief and your solid belief that you do have a genuine, unique purpose that only you can carry out. Check me out on AshleyBurgess.com, AshleyBurgessNetwork.com, as well as Spreaker, iTunes, at Live Your True Life Perspectives. And guess what? I'll be back here soon. And stay tuned for another show of Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess. And I'll be back this time in 3 shakes.